This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, Thursday today, to join us as we're studying the Word of God verse by verse. We're in Acts chapter 10. We're going to hear now the sermon I just preached last weekend, right in line of where we're at in our study. And I've entitled this sermon, Arise, Peter, Kill, and Eat. We're in Acts chapter 10. This sermon is covering all of chapter 10. And it's a look at, once again, how the old covenant is growing old and ready to vanish away. Now, that's not my words. The author of Hebrews wrote that in chapter 8. You read about that, chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. That the old covenant is ready to vanish away. And we're looking at God is now accepting the Gentiles. We looked at the Samaritans. The Samaritans were so bad back in the day, even God hated them. You were forbidden to marry one or to talk to one. They're welcome into the fold, and now we're seeing God's plan of salvation extended to the Gentiles as well. And not only that, but we're seeing too that there's now a change in the dietary laws as well. So that's going to be Peter's vision as he's praying on a rooftop waiting for lunch to be served. That's where we're at here today and the rest of this week. Enjoy part one now of this message. Arise, Peter, kill and eat. Arise, Peter, kill and eat. That's where we're at today. We're in chapter 10 of the book of Acts this morning. Acts chapter 10. We're introduced to a new character as well here today, a paisan by the name of Cornelius. It's good to see God include Italians. Let's pick it up. Acts chapter 10. Starting in verse 1. Now, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man, one who feared God and all with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. All right, so Cornelius is a man of faith. Also, he was one of 60 officers in a Roman legion, each of whom commanded 100 men. So he's an officer. Now, about the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in, saying to him, Cornelius. Now, the ninth hour being 3 in the afternoon. So when he observed him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? So he said to him, Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, really, that's Simeon, remember. English butchered his name too, Simeon. Simeon Peter. Send for Simeon, whose surname is Peter. He's lodging with Simeon the tanner. Popular name, eh? He's saying, we're staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do.
Now, when the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier from among those who waited on him continually. All right, so two house servants and a Roman soldier. So when he explained all these things to them, he sent them to Joppa. Understand, this is a key event in our understanding of God and the gospel. First, we saw the gospel included the dreaded Samaritans. Now it's apparent the gospel is going to include Gentiles, Roman soldiers even, if his vision is legit and not just too much linguine before he went to bed. Because if you eat too much linguine before you go to bed, you can think of anything in your mind. So the next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, which would be 12 noon. Then he became very hungry and he wanted to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and he saw heaven opened and an object like a great sheet bound at the four corners descending to him and let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean." All right, now make no mistake about it. The context of this vision is first, food. Secondly, people. I say that because people I know who insist on trying to keep the law to be right with God insist that this vision of Peter's has got nothing to do with food, but only God welcoming Gentiles into the fold. Verse 11, and saw heaven open, and an object like a great sheet bound at the four corners descending to him and let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, birds of the air. A voice came to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." Now, John MacArthur says this about this text. He said, to keep the Israelites separate from their idolatrous neighbors, God set specific dietary restrictions regarding the consummation of such animals, unquote. For instance, if God had said, do not eat broccoli, it's not because God doesn't necessarily like broccoli, though I bet he probably doesn't anyway. I won't go there. But it's because your evil neighbors worship broccoli, probably bow down to it. When the Apostle Paul says women shouldn't have short hair, it's not because God doesn't like women with short hair. It's because your prostitute neighbors look that way. And God has called you out of that. That was a custom of that time in that area when God made that command, when Paul made that commandment. Where God says no chisels at the work site when they're building the temple, it's not because God has a thing against chisels. It's because chisels were used in making Molech's temple down the street. And it's not going to be like that. There's going to be a difference between God, the things of God, and the people of God, and the way everyone else does things. Food is one of those things as well. Back to Peter's vision. Verse 15, a voice spoke to him again, saying the second time, because Peter is stubborn. He's got to tell him twice. What God has cleansed, you must not call common. The Greek word here for common in this case means impure or defiled. This was done, verse 16, this was done three times, and the object was taken up into heaven again. More than just abolishing the Old Testament dietary restrictions, God made unity possible in the church of both Jews symbolized by the clean animals, and the Gentiles, symbolized by the unclean animals. So it's both. So yes, the text does mean Peter's vision was intended to show him Gentiles are welcome in the faith, and that God's plan for salvation includes the Gentiles. But that's not the whole story here. Listen to the words of Jesus. Let me read to you Mark 7:14. And he called the people to him again, and he said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him." And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And then he said to them, "Are you also without understanding? Don't you understand that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him? Since it enters not into his heart, but into his stomach and is expelled?" Then it says this, "Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, evil, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and they defile a person." But write down this verse and never forget it. Mark 7:19. It says, "Thus he declared all foods clean." Hear the word of God today. Mark 7:19. "Thus he declared all foods clean." Fall in or fall out. But know and understand clearly what the word of God says. And that is that Jesus has declared all foods clean. Regardless of what people tell you, hear the word of God. Everyone with me? Let me say this. I was taught at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago and at seminary. The most important thing for the pastor to do is for me to teach the word of God. Every week I can rest assured that I have taught you the doctrine out of the Holy Bible to build you up and to help you know and understand God better. And Pastor Darren's doing the same thing here. Teaching the word of God. This is our job, the number one thing here. On the other hand, Satan and his job is to deceive you and entice you into believing a lie.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good morning, good evening, good evening.